Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Sprinters, a Couples podcast. I am your co-host, Cody. I'm joined by my wife, who is the other co-host of this podcast.
Hello.
And I hope you guys enjoyed the two-parter that we did over the last 2 weeks about how we met and the journey and how we met each other and it was a big part in, where we're at now, so.
And the hilarious stories.
Oh, God. Yeah, some of them stories, man. And to be honest, we were just really just scratching the surface on that, because there's a lot of stuff we could have talked about, but, you can only fit so much in, two podcasts, so. So the story that we did tell, we felt like was important enough to tell on our podcast. But we're gonna get into some interesting stuff on today's episode. This will be more on the relationship side. So without any further ado, let's dive into it. All right, so I don't know if you guys go on Reddit often. I go on there, but there was this story that I came across, and it's on the subreddit AITH. Am I overreacting? Basically, this guy says, and I'm going to read the whole thing. Word for word, but he says, my soon-to-be ex-wife and I are both in our late 30s. We've been together 12 years, married for 10. We are in a dead bedroom. It was totally dead for 6 months before I filed for divorce. It was on life support, ICU for 5 to 6 years before that. We both wanted to be younger parents and both wanted two kids. We conceived our daughter almost immediately after getting married. When she was 6 months old, we started trying to have the second child. It never happened. After 3 years, we started seeing fertility specialists and found out we both have pretty serious reproductive issues. The doctor told us our daughter was nothing short of a miracle and said it was against all odds that we had not only conceived but carried to term. It was after this that the sex life began to seriously decline. Initially, I thought it was just the pain of finding out and knowing we wouldn't be able to afford the fertility options and figured it would get better over time. It never did. It only got worse. 5 years ago, I would say we had sex 15 to 20 times that year. And in 2023, we had sex 3 times. I have tried everything to improve this, spicing things up, talking, suggested counseling. I more than pull my weight around the house. We both work and work basically the same hours. I'm telling this because the usual stuff I read on Reddit about how the wife does it all is not even close to true. Over time, I have grown more and more resentful. The thing that makes me the most resentful is she knows I have a high libido and just doesn't care. I, on the other hand, know she loves to be rubbed on, massaged, and never took that from her. I probably rub on her 325 times a year. Almost every night, I will rub her calves, shins, ankles, and feet. 4 to 5 nights a month, I will go big and do neck, shoulder, back, butt, hamstring, quads, shins, calves, ankles, and feet. I noticed that doing the big massages was the best way to get sex, as she was more likely to allow me to do the foreplay things I know work on her if I had already done this prep. I did them more often a few years ago, but not now as much. The success rate was never that great, maybe 20% of the time, but in the last 2 years, we are definitely in the single digits. When we hit the 4 months of absolutely no sex, I decided I wasn't rubbing on her ever again. It only took her 3 days to notice, and she asked me to. I told her no, and I got angry. I said, and I quote, "Why should I when you don't give a fuck about what I want?" Obviously not my finest moment, and a huge argument followed. Things got ice cold at home, but I wasn't giving in. I was tired of all of it. A few weeks ago, she told me, "Fine, I will start seeing a professional masseuse." I said, "Then I will start seeing sex workers." She said that was cheating. I said, "Fine, I won't, but you will not get a massage from anyone else. That is also cheating." She said I was being ridiculous, and I said, "No, it's being touched in an intimate way by another. If I can't have that, neither can you, and I swear to fucking God, if you do, I will file for divorce that day." The following weekend, she went to get her nails done, and I know how long it takes for her to get her nails done. She came back almost an hour and a half later than I expected. She didn't say anything, just acted normal. I got on her credit card app on my phone, and sure enough, there was a $95 charge to the goddamn massage person in the same strip mall at the nail place. I lost it, and when I did, so did she. I think we both let out years of frustration on each other. True to my word, I called a divorce lawyer on Monday. The only part that upset me was my lawyer said, based on these circumstances, I couldn't list infidelity as the reason for divorce and had to go with irreconcilable differences. Anyway, she has been telling people we are divorcing because she got a massage. Since then, I have had a number of family and friends call me and say I'm an asshole. Some of them, even when I tell them my real reasons, still think I'm an asshole and that my reasons aren't good enough. Personally, I think getting a massage when told not to is plenty of reasoning. So am I the asshole here? Personal note, I reread this and now it comes off as angry, but I am angry. Angry at myself for wasting so many years, but I'm also angry because this was just the ultimate fuck you. She just went and did it anyway, didn't even try to hide it. Literally went to the same place next to the nail salon and used her credit card, which I pay, like I wasn't going to see the charge. That's the, so, wow, that's a lot to unpack there. But,
is he an asshole? Yes, you are.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, from seeing it from his perspective, since I'm the man on the podcast, it seems to me he's very sexually frustrated. You know, his wife doesn't seem to have much interest in having sex. And, you know, he says he gave her plenty of massages and stuff. Seems like almost every day for the most part. And he feels like he's not feeling appreciated. So, I mean, that aspect, I understand that can be frustrating. But at the same time, I do feel like, you know, he is being an ass about this, you know, because, you know, I mean, you are, instead of trying to communicate your problems in a way to your wife, you know, you're just kind of like flying off the deep end and everything, you know, saying, "Oh, I'm going to go see sex workers and shit like that," you know, which I'm like, you know, like, first of all, that's not even going to get you anywhere with
first
anything.
Sex workers is cheating.
Yes.
Not going to get a massage. These are professionals. Unless if she's going to one that does happy endings, then I see that being cheating. But how is getting massages cheating is my question.
Right.
I mean, to be honest, there's people out there to be like that are like that, like, you can't have another person touch you or it's cheating. You can't text another person, it's cheating. It's ridiculous. Like, that's not cheating. I think, to me, cheating is like because you're my husband, if you would text another female and you were flirting with her, I really think like you're cheating on me. Because, yeah, like, you're flirting with another female.
Yeah.
Because what does flirting lead to? Talking and all that. And mm-hmm. and it goes and goes and goes. So, for me, the flirting, and people's like, it's a harmless flirt. I'm like, there isn't, if you're flirting with somebody, like at work, if you're flirting with somebody, there's nothing harmless. There's like, it's always like, what I'm trying to say is like, it always leads to something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it feels like, I mean, yeah, they had a kid, they had some struggles trying to conceive again. And that's hard on a relationship, you know, especially if you're trying to have another kid and it just doesn't work out, you know, it's fertility issues and you know, there's nothing really you can do about that. You know, I mean, there's ways to do it, you know, like in vitro fertilization and everything like that. But, you know, at the same time, you know, like you can only do so much. But I feel like, you know, that impacted their relationship. And then, you know, their sex life got increasingly, like, you know, it just wasn't there, you know.
Well, my question is, like, if those two were so badly, like, you know, after the whole, they found out they can't reproduce. It's like the woman, she was so upset that she just didn't, it was, like, pointless for her to have sex then. But it's not, like,
no.
You know, you had a child. I know you wanted to have several, well, I guess two in their case. But, you should be happy you at least had one. There's some women out there who can't have none.
Right.
And then it's so hard for them to adopt and all this other shit. And it's like but if it is that bad, maybe they should have talked to a specialist. And there are people out there that it's like therapy. Excuse me. Well, I really think what they should have done is go to a marriage counseling. And then there is an actual sex therapist out there mm-hmm. that you could talk about your sex life. And they actually like have a degree in sex to help you understand your partner's sex. So I feel like that's what they should talk about. So maybe they could understand each other because, yeah, it's kind of, I mean, from my personal point of view, like, I feel like if I found out, like, I couldn't reproduce anymore, I would be sad because, you know, that gives up on the whole, I'm just failing, like I failed us, you know, if it was us, I would have felt like that. But I would accept, you know, us to talk about it and say, you know what, we had our child, it's fine.
Yes, yeah, because like you said, you know, there's people that can't even have kids at all, you know, they're just infertile for whatever reason, you know, and that's sad. You know,
I mean, there's surgeries out there now that can, like, they're trying to get surgeries out there now that I think they can help women become fertile. And there's always, like, those fertile clinics to help you even more. And I mean, there's stuff out there, but, you know, they have shots for the men to take. And you know, unfortunately, like, they should have just literally, but for him to say, I'm going to go see his sex workers, it's like, dude, you're just automatically thinking, like, that's just bullshit on your part. You are an asshole for immediately saying that.
Yeah.
And you're an asshole for saying that that it's cheating. And again, there's probably people listening to this, like, it is cheating. Like, no, it's not.
No.
No, it's not. Cheating is like texting, making, like kissing, actually having sex, you know?
Yeah. Like if she went to the massage place and the masseuse got sexual with her and she was welcoming that, then that's a different story.
Then that's cheating.
Yeah.
It's a professional massage. There's sometimes things he can't do that the masseuses can and stuff. And for And to be honest, I think he was, like you said, he was, I think they both were sexually frustrated because they wanted to have another child. They couldn't.
Yeah.
So they weren't having sex. And she was just, I think that's what it was, is like, he was so frustrated, and instead of talking to her about it or trying to go and talk about all these problems they were having, they were just letting it build up. Mm-hmm. And that's what, and then for him to actually say he's gonna go get a divorce and then do it, it's like, yeah, dude, you're over fucking reacting. Because what, she went and got a professional massage? Did your ball shrivel up that much? Damn.
I feel like, yeah, they should have definitely gone to a professional, you know, get some counseling, you know, try to work things out. But no, I mean, I feel like in some aspects there were things that she was doing that she needed to improve upon, and then there was things that he was doing that he, you know, needed to put out there, you know. I think he needed to be more open about how he was feeling instead of letting it build up, because look what happened. You know, he told her, oh, I'm not giving you massages anymore, you know, and she was like, oh, okay, then I guess I'll just go get a professional to do it, you know. So, I mean, there were ways to go about this, and they didn't do it.
I mean, like, for her, I mean, to be honest, like, how would you feel, like, honestly, and I'm not saying it was wrong for her, but it kind of is. You have to think, he's been giving her these good massages, which, like, most women would love to get all these massages almost every day from their man. But how would you feel if you were doing that to me almost every day, and then all of a sudden one day you just, you stopped? And then I said, I was mad about it. And then I said, well, I'm just going to go to a professional. It's like I'm saying your massages are shit.
Yes.
You know, so I can see, like, he's kind of mad about that. But for him to actually, what took the cake is, like, it's he said that going to a massage place is cheating. And it's like,
yeah, I mean, come on now. I mean, his reasons, I feel like, are invalid in this situation. I think what it all boiled down to being is that she did something that he didn't like. He got pissed off about it. And because that's the thing, the whole main reason why they're having problems is because of the lack of sex life. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah. Like, I totally agree. They should have just went to a marriage counseling. Because most of the time, marriage counseling, if they know it's like a sexual thing, like I said, there are actual people out there that that actually has license in this, like, sex, and
yeah,
you can talk to somebody about it. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I had my friend actually told me that her and her husband are having problems in their sex life, and they actually just went last year. For like 6 months, they went to this sex therapist, and I don't know what to say. Like, I guess, like, the best thing I could say is she can never misses a beat. I mean,
I mean,
her mornings are giddy, and nights. I mean, I don't know what to really say about it. It's just like. It, you could see her happiness, her glowing. Like, women sometimes say they glow.
Yeah.
And her husband is really, like, he's sometimes what of a dick. But ever since this whole sex therapist, he's been so nice. I mean, I went from, like, hating him to where, like, me and him, every time he says something, I'd be like, we want to fucking change your attitude. And I hold up my fist because I have... Me and him had fist fights before, and he's never lost to a woman. And I wasn't even a woman at the time. I was 15 when he was 18, so I was whooping his ass at 15 years old. And he's always lost against me. He's never won. And I'm saying these are fist fights. So he's So he always changes his attitude, but now it's like I don't even have to threaten him because I actually have respect for him. I've always had respect for him. I just didn't like his attitude because it just come to off as like asshole-ish or everything. So now he's all nice. So yeah, dude, that's what it is just sexually frustration.
Yes.
And it builds up. Like it's just like people's like, oh, there's just physical and mental frustration. No, I mean, there's different kinds. Like there's physical and mental, but there's layers. There's like layers of physical frustrations and layers of mental.
So, I mean, would you say sex, like that, the sex life and relationships important?
Well, I will say it like this, Cody. I don't believe you should base off your marriage or relationship, your entire life off of sex. Because there's people out there that does that and it tears them apart or something.
Right. And I don't think anyone should do that, but do you think it's important?
It is important. Because like I'm gonna say this, I have noticed like sometimes when we have sex in the morning, we're more better. Like I was one time last year, me and you had sex in the morning and I felt good. Okay. I was up. I got like I think I cleaned our son's room, a bathroom, and a whole kitchen. No, I cleaned our son's room, the bathroom, our half a bathroom, and our kitchen at the apartment we used to live in. So I cleaned up mostly everything, like almost the whole entire house that day. So, yeah. So, yeah, like I do feel like sex is important because it could... sex is important because there's actually health benefits to it.
Yes.
Like it reduces stress. And again, it helps burn calories. It helps get your blood pumping through your body. And so again, like sex is important, but you have to realize like if you're used to putting out all the time and then you stop, it's frustration.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, like, you know, in a relationship, you have to be able to connect on a emotional level, a mental level, and then a physical level. And by physical, I do mean sex is a part of that. But that's the thing, that you can connect on two of those things, like the mental and emotional level. And then, but the physical level may not be there, you know? And I've seen, like, shit where, like, women, they'll be, like, married to someone or they'll have a boyfriend, and they connect on only two things, the emotional and mental level, and then they have to go find somebody else for the third. And in the partner, the man in this equation, they have accepted it and allow it. Which, you know, I'm not here to judge people, you know. I mean, if that's you, if you're in that situation, then that's, you know, your business, you know. Do we necessarily agree with that? No, we don't.
If you're not happy, like, if you're not sexually happy, just end it. Like, may be... Because I'm sorry, there's no way if you're not physically happy with your relationship, how are you emotionally happy? I'm sorry. Like, mentally, emotionally, you could be happy with somebody, but physically ends up damaging mental and emotionally. So yeah. I really feel like mentally and physically would be the main two things you need to connect with somebody. Because I know somebody who can connected physically and mentally but not emotionally, and that's like if you did not connect with all three, I think it's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
Because to be honest, there's always that one that you don't connect with somebody. Like at first you'll connect with him, but over time, see, like at first you can connect with somebody with all three, but over time is what I mean. Like it will show. And if one of these are starting to go bad, then it's going to lead to all the other ones going bad.
Right, because, like, a guy could be with a girl and, like, you know, their sex life's great. They get along well, you know. But if, let's say, the guy's going through an emotional struggle and he leans on her for support. Let's say she's just emotionally unavailable. You know, that's just how she is. Then that could be a problem.
Right. I mean, like, you know, with you, I have always tried to lead when you're going through emotional times. I always let you lean on me, and I'm always there. And, you know, like, I'm always there for you. So our three are always connected.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, we're always there for each other.
Yes. I mean, that's, you got to have a solid foundation in your relationship. Because if you don't, then that's not going to last, you know. So, I mean, but yeah. But, you know, you had a friend that you used to hang out with, you know, a couple years ago. Well, I'll let you tell the story.
Oh, my gosh. So, at the time when I was working at Taco Bell, I didn't really classify her as a friend. I just classified her as somebody I worked with that we would just hang out sometimes because I needed to. So this story is a little, I just remembered some extra things, so it's going to be a little bit longer than what I was originally. But it's not too long. But anyway, so what happened was I used to work at Taco Bell with this chick, and we would hang out sometimes. And all of a sudden, I don't really know. There was two times she told me. One was driving, one was sitting on the couch. I don't know which one came first, but one of these times we were hanging out, her she actually told me, okay, I will say this. So this is how I started. She told me her husband was sterile, so couldn't produce enough to have kids. So ever since then, they, like you said, sexually frustrated. He would go to porn instead of having sex with his wife. And I mean, like, to be honest, I mean, who would really have sex with her?
People are going to be, like, so confused. I'm like, why would she hang out with this person?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's... I'll just clear it up right now. There was some times in my life I was dealing with family issues, and I was working a lot. So this was the only person I could really hang out because everybody else was... They used me for money, so I just didn't classify them as a friend. So I didn't really classify her as a friend because I just didn't like some of the shit she did. And then, so, like, again, I hanged out with her because we used to bowl. We were on different teams, but we would always go to bowling together and all this other stuff. And I wasn't driving at the time until I did drive. So there was times I didn't drive and there was times I did. Like, you know, it was just so little frustrated. And then, so yeah, it's, there was just times in my life I just needed time to get away and she was available. So that's why. But anyways, so yeah, she told me her husband was sterile and so he would go to porn and she would get mad. And well, she told me that she was doing his laundry one day and she was washing his underwear. She found like wet spots in his underwear. Like a wet spot. Well, just a wet spot in his underwear. So I'm like, oh, he peed himself? And she's like, no, it's from him jacking off. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I was like, well, I didn't need to know that, but okay. And she goes, yeah, he's cheating on me. And I'm like, he's cheating on you by jacking off? What? Like, I was so confused.
Oh, my God.
She goes, he watches porn. Watching porn is cheating on your spouse. I was like, what? Yeah, she literally says watching porn is cheating on, it's cheating. And I was like, what? I said, no, it's not. And she goes, yes, it is. I'm like, porn is a fantasy. Porn is for people to have their fantasies.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when I told her, I said, okay. And I'm not going to mention her name, but I was like, okay. And I said, and all of a sudden I was like, then you buying sex toys cheating on him? Because, you know, those, I forget what they're called. They're where woman hostess, host the parties for other women to buy.
Oh, like sex parties or?
Yeah.
Like,
I forget what they're called. Sorry, guys. I'm just, can't remember. But if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. And I went to several. Bought some nice good things. They got some nice, interesting things. You know, it's like Adam and Eve stuff, but not called Adam and Eve. But, like, anyways, she would buy stuff, and I'm kind of like, if you're saying your husband's cheating on you by watching porn and jacking off to it, then isn't you playing with sex toys cheating on him?
But that's the thing. Like, what is she, like, what is she doing to get herself to do that, you know? Because there's got to be something on her mind in order for her to...
Well, I guess, like, when they got married, they were trying to have a kid. And when they found out he was sterile, he couldn't produce kids. So ever since, he just doesn't want to have sex. And she wants it, but I don't know. I don't know the whole story, and I really don't fucking want to. Because when you tell me porn is cheating, I'm going to tell you, well, sex toys is cheating. It's kind of like the same fucking... And she told me that sex toys is not cheating, and I'm like, bitch. Porn is not cheating either.
No.
And she goes, he's watching other women. It's cheating. And I'm like...
Yeah, women he doesn't know and he's never gonna know.
Right.
You know?
And I'm like, well, you're fucking yourself with a fucking larger dicks than he is. I mean, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Guys, I'm just saying that, but, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, so from your viewpoint, watching porn and masturbation, whether it's a guy jacking off or it's a female playing with herself or using sex toys, it's not cheating.
No. I mean, I feel like sometimes, okay, like, what's going to happen if one day let's say you're out of town, like, you worked at a business and you're out of town and you have to be out of town for 2 weeks. Are you really not going to jack off for those 2 weeks?
Wait. Well, that's the thing that I feel like...
You're not going to watch porn, at least, and jack off?
I mean, there's a possibility.
Okay.
You know?
So how is that cheating?
Right.
Okay, so it's not cheating.
Okay, let me ask you this. You know, let's say, you know, you were away, and I was here at home, and, you know, you were gone for 2 weeks. I mean, how would you handle it?
Okay, like...
Like, would you pack some of your toys?
I probably would, and then I would see if we could do a little sex video. Like, you know, call each other and do it on video or something. I mean, I'm just kinky like that. That's my sex fantasy sometimes. But, like, shut up, guys. Don't judge. Some of you guys out there are way kinkier than me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but there's some freaks listening to the show.
Yeah, but you know what? Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You do what you want to do.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I want to hear people's sex stories because I'm like, I'm just that damn nosy. Us, you know, us kinky chicks got to stick together. I'm kidding. Just joke. But anyways, yeah. So again, like, I don't see that cheating, but she's like always up on her husband. It's cheating. And I'm like, you hosting sex parties and, well, it's not called sex parties, but it's, I just want to call it toy parties because that's all you're buying. Like,
yeah.
Because you're not just buying toys, you're buying, like, stuff to help, make your nipples hard. You can buy oils and all these fun toys and stuff and washes.
Yeah.
You know, just stuff for the actual, like, for sex, though. So I forget what it's called. But anyways, I've went to two. And, yeah, she bought some toys and stuff, and she was like, it's cheating if he does that. I'm like, then you doing this is cheating.
Right, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but if you're going to say one thing about somebody, then the shit you do, they can say it about you.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of hypocrisy, you know? Like, you're going to get mad about him doing one thing, but you're doing something else. You know, that's, yeah. Well, I mean, like, and she's complaining about having seen wet spots in his underwear. You know, like, oh my God. I just don't understand, you know, honestly. I mean, and some of you listening to this podcast might agree with that, and that's your opinion. But we personally don't think watching porn is cheating, you know? I mean, it's purely fantasy. You know, you're watching people that you're never going to know, and you're never going to see. It's just except in video.
You know why? They're probably just jealous because these people who are doing these videos are getting paid more than them.
Oh, yeah, man. Porn stars, they're making buku money, man. Just crazy amounts of money, you know? And, yeah, I mean, if it's something new, you know, enjoy, then I guess do it, you know? You know, because that's the thing. Like, we don't really judge people for doing that kind of thing, you know? You know, it's like people who do OnlyFans, you know? Like, I mean, if you feel like that's what you got to do to make money, then do it, you know? I mean, I'm not going to judge anybody for doing it.
You know. If you want to do it, you do it. I mean, it's like basically you face the consequences of what's going to happen.
Yes.
Your actions have consequences. You have to face them. I'm just here to do me. I mean, but like for other people to start judging people like you're nasty because you're a porn star. Okay, what skeletons are you hiding in your closet? Do we need to do research on you? Because I know people that can find your deepest, darkest secrets that you never want to be let out, and I can put them here. So, like, that's why some people don't want to fuck with me because they don't know. Like, my bully, till this day, doesn't know that I know her deepest, darkest secret.
Which is?
You want me to say it? She fucked three of her brothers.
Oh, nah. Yeah, I regret asking now. That's, no, we don't cross that incest line.
But in her defense, I should say, she didn't know they were related, like, they were her brothers.
How did she not know?
I guess because, like, her dad got around a lot. And for some people who listen to this and you know me and you think you, like, oh, and you want to say that's not true, I had multiple bullies. I had more than one. So it's not like I had a bully. I had multiple. So if this isn't you, then it doesn't concern you. But if you know who you are, now you know your deepest, darkest secret is out there.
And we didn't mention any names, so.
Exactly.
So we could be talking about anybody, really.
Oh, I had at least 10 bullies throughout from my first high school, from high school till the end. I had one main one, and I just did not care for that blonde-headed bitch because, to be honest, that's all she did because I knew her mom. Her mom was just her mom. You know, her mom had worked at a bar and barely even cared to give her time of the day. So I felt like she was just taking it out on me because her mom can't love her and her dad can't love her. So basically, you have no parents that love you. I really don't care right now because, you know, I'm old enough and I have my own kid. But it's like, again, in her defense, her dad got around and she didn't, like, technically these were her half-brothers. But yeah, like, she did one-night stands with him.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, she didn't know. And then all of a sudden, this is how she found out. They went to her dad's family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, here's the thing. She has never seen her dad in, like, 3 years. So, I guess what happened was when her dad was still with her mom, because they were as old as she was, he fucked other women while they were still together and nobody knew. And then when they got pregnant, he fucking completely just blew them off. And they didn't know. They knew him as a single man and they didn't. So they didn't know where he lived or anything. They had nothing on him. So that's how, her mom didn't know. So finally, shit just happened and bam.
Oh. But,
yeah. But unfortunately, I shouldn't really have said that because I found out, actually this morning, that she passed away last year. Drug overdose.
Well, but the overall point of podcast, the message that we're trying to get across is that, you got to be able to talk. You got to be able to communicate, your feelings. And I know some people don't like to talk about how they feel, and I totally understand that. But I think when it comes to, someone that you're with, you've got to open up a little bit, I know it's uncomfortable, it's not easy, but you have to.
Well, me and you, sometimes we'll just sit and we'll just talk and we'll talk about how we're feeling or anything. So if things are, frustrating, I'll give an example. And I really don't care whoever hears this, but I'm a little frustrated because, this past weekend, yesterday was our son's birthday party. And then this upcoming weekend is... she's technically her sister because I'm married to you. So our sister's, wedding. Yeah. And, so it's frustrating because my husband has to work on the general rehearsal, which he can use his last 8 hours because I'm going back to work in May. I got let go of this job in January, so I'm just going to reapply and get rehired and hopefully just quickly. Although I already did this job, I already know what to do and stuff, so they don't have to retrain me or anything like that. I can just fill out some information and be done and quick and over with. But it's just so frustrating because my mother-in-law is texting me about it, and Cody, you would agree, and this is a little frustrating how she, my dad's trying to fix my car, and there's problems with it, so he wants to make sure, there's no problems with it, because he doesn't want me to be driving down the fucking road and stranded in the middle of nowhere when I have my child.
Yeah.
And she's all like, when are you going to get your car? And if it's going to be done by Friday, and if you have stuff to do and you can't make it and you want to get stuff done, I can just come pick him up, but you're going to have to come and pick him up. And I'm like, how can I pick him up if I don't have a car? And then she's like, I will figure something. And then, so yesterday I had to tell her that you were about to use your last 8 hours for that 26. And then have you noticed, she changed her attitude? She goes, I can bring him back. I just don't want to because I can't handle him crying. I'm like, you have to get over that. If you can't handle him crying, he's going to do it because he knows that he'll melt and you do whatever. That's why he cries all the time. And that's the problem, is like he cries and she does whatever he wants. And he knows that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, at this point, I'm just stopping why I want the wedding and so for, you know. I mean, I don't mean to say that to sound shitty, you know, because of my sister and everything, but this is just, it's been a fiasco for last month.
It's because, like, they waited until last month to tell us that we need to have, like, I need to have a formal dress, and it has to be, like, a certain color, and it has to, and the shoes had to be a certain color, and Cody had to have a certain tie, and all this, and everything has to be done and perfect, so it took forever just to even, if I finally got the dress and I showed her at Easter, so finally at beginning of April, we got the whole dress altered and stuff, and oh my gosh, it's like starting to calm down, but now it's starting to get crazy because now we have this nether road block, like what the hell are we going to do?
Right.
So, I mean, we'll figure it out because we always figure it out. We always talk about it, figure it out, and, you know, we'll... But, guys, again, just talk
to
your significant other. If you're frustrated, but if they're to the point where you can't get it to a through to them, ladies, here's what you do to your husbands. If they don't want to talk and you can't get it through to them, tell them adios, because I fucking mean it. Don't be with this asshole because of the kids. Tell the kids this is why. It's never going to work out. They never find somebody that can help them with their, help around the house. Because Cody helps me do dishes. Cody helps me pick up the toys and all this. I never watch Cody. Some of these DMRs are like, do you have brothers?
Mm-hmm. But, I also wanted to open up this not really conversation, but I also want people to know that if you want relationship advice or, you know, parenting advice, you can email us at SpringerFamilyPodcast@protonmail.com. Also, I'll have a link to a Google form I'm going to create, and that might be easier for some people. Rather than just emailing, and you can stay anonymous that way. Or you can say your name, you know, it's up to you. But yeah, if you want our advice on parenting or on relationship stuff, or, you know, just don't ask us any dumb questions, please, or send us dumb stuff. No spam either.
Look, dude, if you spam that shit, I'm going to tell you honest, maybe you need to stay off your mama's titty more. I'm a bitch, okay? I will tell you, if you're gonna be an asshole and you're gonna be like, you know, if you're gonna be an asshole or a bitch and just do this, like, just be them, okay, you know what, don't expect us to be all nice and giddy up, because I'm not. I'll fucking give you, like, okay, like, if you're a dude and you're doing this, like, ha ha ha, I'm like, okay, asshole, and be careful, because I will find who you are. Like, this is for people who really want to know, like, you know, and that's the thing. And guys, if you're teenagers, please don't hesitate to ask, because I know there's a lot of teenagers out there that don't know. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you come up to me and ask me a dumbass question or a liberal ass question, I will tell you, go talk to your liberal ass mama titty.
But yeah.
How many people do you think I just pissed off by that?
Probably a lot of people, but
probably don't care. Oh wait, I don't.
But yeah, I'll have the link to the Google form, or you can email us if you want any advice from us about parenting, relationship type of things. You can hit us up at one of those two places. We'll be more than happy to answer your questions or give advice if need be. But, I think that's all we got for this episode. Do you have any last comments, babe?
other than that, that porn is not cheating.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
And that should be the title of this episode.
Porn is not cheating. It should be. Anyways, like, yeah, guys, if you have a lot of questions, please ask us, because me and my husband's been through, we've been through dating, breakups, you know, having a kid, you know, having, getting married here recently. Like, well, yeah, I mean, some people be like, you guys aren't even married in a year. How do you know? I mean, you're right. We haven't, but we're just giving tips on how it's going for us so far. Like, even with the parenting, to be honest, your parenting is never done.
No.
Your parenting is never done until you die.
Pretty much, yeah. But yeah, that's all we got for this episode, guys. Thank you for listening to the Sprinters, a couples podcast.